Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 216 of Beyond the Supernatural. We're in the skill descriptions section, and on the face of it, there's nothing too interesting happening on this page. We're starting on wilderness skills, which I guess might be interesting to you if you're an outdoorsy type. And if so, you know, have a lot of fun. Go read this page yourself. Identify plants and fruit. That's a cool, useful investigation skill. Herding, in case there's a werewolf on the loose and you need to safely guide a flock of sheep past the werewolf to pasture. Have fun. Have a great time. There are even some skills here that I gave to Crackpot Joan. I gave her carpentry, hunting, and preserve food. As a landscaper, she is heavy on outdoorsy skills. She was raised to hunt when she was young, so she does have that hunting skill, and she's handy. She's got carpentry, too. She's very hands-on, likes to be outside. It all makes sense. One skill I didn't give her on this page is dowsing, which is a skill. Like, despite the fact that there is a diviner character class that is sort of defined by using a dowsing rod, dowsing is also just a skill, and even its base score, like your baseline chance of success at dowsing with no bonus at first level, is better than the player character class's ability to do dowsing, and it doesn't cost ISP if you use it as a skill. So that's an odd choice. It's a steal. I probably should have taken it for Crackpot Joan, but once again, your tastes may vary. Maybe you want to play a Trenchcoat horror campaign that really focuses on the drama of finding underground water sources. You do you. No Trenchcoat is one size fits all. But for me, all this outdoors shit is boring. Fortunately, there's something else here for me, but it's below the surface. Today, we're going to hit the secret menu. I'm going to tell you about something that's in this game that your character can have if you play your cards right, but it is not public information. Outside of this page, the rest of the book is telling you you can't do this. This is a hot pro tip, only for masters of Beyond the Supernatural. The skill I'm referring to is weapon proficiency, trick shooting. There's obvious appeal here. It's tactically useful. It makes you better at guns than other people who are already good at guns, which can be hard to do in this system. And in the likely event that you're playing Beyond the Supernatural because you want to be a rootin' tootin' cowboy, you do need crack marksmanship along with horsemanship to complete that archetype. So there are good reasons you would want trick shooting, but if you went to the usual places in this book to find out how to get it, you'd see that you're out of luck. Here's why. There are three ways you can get skills in Beyond the Supernatural for the most part. You can get them as occupational skills, elective skills, or secondary skills. Occupational skills are specific to your occupation. It's a set list, and no occupation gives weapon proficiency, trick shooting as an occupational skill. So you're totally cut off from that. Normally, you get your pick of elective skills, but in general, elective skills are a little more limited than occupational skills. There's a sub-list of which skills are available as electives, and trick shooting isn't on it. The only modern weapon proficiencies you can take as electives, unless an occupation specifies otherwise, are handguns, rifles, shotguns, and submachine guns. For secondary skills, which are sort of like self-taught or incidental skills, it's even more restricted. Handguns, rifles, and shotguns only. So this is a modern weapon proficiency skill that you can't take as an occupational, an elective, or a secondary skill, per the usual rules and lists for it. Nobody's allowed to take it. However, if you read this page and you read the skill description, you get some secret information. Quote, a character whose occupation is military, law enforcement slash police, bounty hunting, detective slash PI, or security can pick one trick when the weapon proficiency trick shooting skill is selected. SWAT gets two tricks with one weapon proficiency trick shooting selection. Does not apply to psychic investigators. A lot to unpack there, but what it amounts to is, if you pick this skill when you have certain occupations, you get one trick. So for example, if you have a military occupation, which this game explicitly does not have, you get one trick. Or likewise, if you're a cop, if you're a bounty hunter, a detective, if you work security, you get one trick when you pick this skill. If you're a SWAT team member, you get two tricks when you pick this skill. None of this changes the fact that no one is allowed to pick this skill, but stay tuned. Quote, the Firewalker PCC may also select the weapon proficiency trick shooting skill and get one trick, but the Physical Psychic PCC and Ghost Hunter PCC get two tricks for one weapon proficiency trick shooting skill. Okay, so far so good. You get one trick for each selection if you're a firewalker, for some reason, since firewalker has nothing to do with firearms. But if you're a physical psychic or a ghost hunter, then you get two tricks when you pick this skill. Still doesn't change the fact that no one is allowed to take it. However, quote, in all cases, weapon proficiency trick shooting may be selected as an elective or secondary skill to acquire it, but only by the occupations and PCCs listed above. There's the trick. There's your tip-off to the secret menu. Only on this page. Not in any of the descriptions of those character classes or those occupations. Just on this page, you are informed that if you have one of those classes or occupations, you can take this skill as an elective or secondary skill, which is an end run around the normal rule that it's not available in those ways. So if you want to select from a whole menu of cool gun tricks, fire a two-handed rifle with one hand, shoot over your shoulder using a mirror, shoot accurately from a horse, gotta have that if you want to be a badass two-gun cowboy, shoot accurately while you're hanging upside down, roll to the side to dodge something and come up shooting, ricochet bullets off of stuff, all this cool shit, but you can only get it if you happen to have read this skill and know that like the regular rules don't apply to you. You have to know to ask to get this skill. This is the second and final ordeal in your quest to become a genuine American cowboy. If you want to be an action Western hero riding around on a horse like the Lone Ranger, firing your six-shooter off the side at the train robbers or whatever, and winging them in the shoulder, or in the head, this is a Palladium game, you gotta have the rules mastery to know that the only effective cowboy marksmen are police, bounty hunters, detectives, security officers, pyrokinetics, yogis / telekinetics, and ghost hunters. Those seven specific things, plus military occupations which don't exist, those seven specific things, those are the ways to be a trick-shooting, rootin'-tootin' cowboy. And we'll take it a step further. What if you're a fan of combining your cowboy fantasy with your sci-fi fantasy? Like you want to play Jonah Hex, but you want to play that shitty future version of Jonah Hex, who is known as Hex. Or, you know, you want to do a Firefly type of thing, that Western / sci-fi aesthetic. To do that, what you really need is not only horsemanship and trick shooting, but a laser gun. You may remember, many, many pages ago, I revealed that if you play the Genius or Natural PCC, and you choose the Natural Athlete option, then you get an appropriate weapon for every modern weapon proficiency you pick. And if you pick trick shooting specifically applies to laser weapons, which means you should technically be able to choose a laser pistol. But as we now know, it's very hard to get trick shooting, especially because to use the trick, you have to be a natural athlete, which precludes playing a firewalker or a physical psychic or a ghost hunter. So you specifically have to be a natural athlete PCC, the subtype of the genius / natural PCC, and you have to choose an occupation from the list above. You have to be a cop, a bounty hunter, a detective, work security, or be a SWAT team member. Now, unfortunately, you would really need to pick the trick ricochet shot to make an explicit link between this skill and laser weapons. That's the only trick that mentions laser weapons, but yet you need another trick to be able to fire without penalty from horseback. So to truly live out your laser cowboy fantasy, we're in the depths of the secret menu now. You have to specifically be a genius / natural PCC, the natural athlete subtype with occupation SWAT team member, pick trick shooting, pick skill tricks number 3 and number 6. And as I read it, you can now begin the game if you pick the appropriate horsemanship skills as a true American cowboy who rides into battle, firing a laser six shooter off the back of his fucking horse like Terra Man. This can be you. This laser cowboy fantasy can be yours, but you have to know what you're doing. Because, and this is the dumbest thing on this page, nothing in the SWAT team occupation, nothing in the natural athlete description, nothing in the genius / natural PCC description, nothing in the section on skill selection and what you can take indicates any of this. This is the only page in the book that reveals these secret rules. In the rules text of a skill you're not allowed to pick according to those other pages. So congratulations, you are one of the few, the proud, the laser cowboys, thanks to me. Who says listening to MDC daily is a tremendous waste of time? Not me, obviously, because I'm wasting like 3 or 4 times as much time on it as you are, and I'm still going, and I'm not even into cowboys. Anyway, that is mastery of the skill system. That is the deepest cut of which I am capable. That is my gift to you, and just in time too, because when you join me next time, we are going to be discussing the last page of the skill descriptions section on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.